All right, now that we spent some time on the law enforcement side of this issue, let's go political, since apparently this attack on the Hampton Township home and property was motivated in part by the support of a Democratic Jewish politician. So do we need to understand that all political sides have actually their extreme fringes? Do we do damage by considering the ignorant actions of the few to be a blanket indictment of the many? Was the political unity that we saw this past week in response to this attack proof that opposite sides can stand together and be part of a healing process? Here to discuss all this is the Civil Rights Director with Action Together New Jersey, Rachel Green. Thanks for being here today, Rachel.
Hi, Chris. Good morning, and thank you for having me.
And the website for Action Together New Jersey is atnj.org. They also have a Sussex County chapter, which is sussex.atnj.org, and we have those two links over to our webpage as well, as we always like to do. What is your organization's official reaction to what took place at the Hampton home?
Well, we're actually deployed. We're actually just horrified at these actions, to be frankly honest with you. In 2018, the fact that we're still having to deal with individuals who unfortunately have this mindset still, to be frankly honest with you, blows my mind in 2018. We all know that these type of actions are taught, that they're not actions that individuals are born with. So the fact that we would have individuals that actually have developed their thinking, whether they're young, middle-aged, or old, the fact that they actually, at this point, have this type of mindset in this day and age, just frankly, to me, just blows my mind, especially with how diverse our country is, how much we have moved forward when it comes to not only social but civil rights initiatives. Again, it just blows my mind that in this day and age, we still have individuals that would do something so heinous.
Just some background, too. This is from the most latest report, which has 2016 bias incident statistics that the state compiled. It's the Jewish religion that represent the most frequent religious group victimized by bias crime. Counts accounted in 2016 for 30% of all bias offenses. Racially, it's the black race, which also accounted for 30% of all bias offenses. Now, Rachel, I think we've all either come across or maybe even have personal relationships with people who, on occasion, just reveal themselves to have really idiotic thoughts, ideas. And I would like to think that most of us will turn to that person and say, oh, come on, that's just not right. We try to teach them and get them out of that darkness of ignorance that they're in. But apparently there are people out there who just don't have those teachers in their lives.
I agree with you, and I think that's the issue in a nutshell. Basically, if we see it, we need to stand up and we need to speak up to it. And I think that's it. I think some of it is also we do have friends and family members that unfortunately make these statements. And because they are friends and family members, we don't want to get into that difficult conversation. We don't want to lose that friendship or that family member. So sometimes we have a tendency to let inappropriate comments and gestures and things slide when, as a good family member or friend, we really should be addressing it and educating them just on the world and other cultures. To me, sometimes when people react like this, this is fear. This is fear. It's intimidation. It's about power. And for whatever reason, these individuals want to intimidate this family. They want to intimidate this elected official, which is unacceptable, and this is not who we are as Americans and will not be tolerated. So in order to eliminate things like this, we have to speak up. We have to stand up, and we have to speak to these types of just inappropriate actions when we see them.
And certainly unity in that standing up and pushing back at these ignorant individuals will further the cause of correcting things. That's something, fortunately, we saw a few days after what was the second attack on this home, where we had people on both political sides stand together and say, this is going to stop.
Absolutely. It was a wonderful thing to see, and it just speaks to who we are as a country and who our neighbors are, who our friends are, who our community is. That individuals will come together, stand behind this family, and stand behind this congressman as well. And not even just that, even the other individuals that are in the race even spoke up against this as well, which speaks to, again, who we are as a country. This is not who we are and what we're about. And we cannot let the voice of a few individuals who are misguided, who just don't get it. They just don't get who we are as a country. We cannot let their voices be heard and be the loudest voices in the room. We have to speak up to it. We have to. We no longer can kind of say, you know what, they're just misguided. They're just ignorant. You know, we're just going to walk away and let them be now. We have to start speaking to what they're doing.
Rachel Green, who is the Civil Rights Director with Action Together New Jersey, ATNJ.org is their website. And you're listening to Issues and Ideas. We talk about education. Anything to do with what happened to the Jews, the concentration camps, World War II, Nazi Germany. I mean, you have that very small element of society which still to this day glorifies Hitler and all the evil he stood for. Is our education system partly to blame? Because a lot of schools for history courses, the Vietnam War is ancient history. There's very little teaching of what the impact was of what that very easy to draw symbol represents and what it perpetrated.
Well, I don't think the lesson for life is necessarily only the job of our educators. I believe that a society as a whole is responsible for that. And the culture of individuals who think and feel that way, that's coming from an ugly belly within our culture that needs to be vetted out and dealt with, to be frankly honest with you. You know, individuals who aren't educated on their history, that's something we need to be doing at home. It's something we need to be doing in our churches. It's something we need to be doing in our social circles. And unfortunately, that's not happening as often as it should. And a lot of times we're miseducated on some things. We really, truly need to go back and really learn our true history, to be frankly honest with you, because we all know that even some of the history that we're being taught isn't always as accurate as it should be, because it was skewed even back then based on, you know, racial inaccuracies and misnomers. So we definitely, as a culture, we all need to stand up and be a village and be part of the educational process of educating our youth on our history and the things that have happened in the past.
I always make it a habit to read comments and articles related to stories like this because it obviously is an outlet for the voice of the people. And I even alluded to this in the introduction. Do we do damage by indicting the entirety for the actions of the ignorant few? I mean, because some again, it's not the majority of the people, but there are some people who take this and instead of making it into a teaching moment, in turn use it as a political howitzer.
Well, that's where I think we as average voters, we have to do better. I think we have dropped the ball in electing individuals based on ideals, rather than making sure that they are a holistic leader going into office. We need to make sure that these leaders do the right thing when they go in and that they look at our country and just as our community as a whole when they're making decisions. When we have individuals that are supposed to go in and work for all the people, but they don't, and they go in and just work for whatever party they're affiliated with, whatever idealism that they're affiliated with, rather than going in and doing what's best for all of us as a people, then that's where I have issues with some of the leadership that we have currently in office right now, and hence why we have such a cesspool, in my opinion, going on down in D.C. right now.
Certainly valid points, and strange thing to say, but a horrific incident like this, certainly horrific for the couple in the home in Hampton Township, some quality can come out of it with the way we saw a stand of unity. And for those who try to intimidate, well, that certainly fell flat on its face because the pushback, and certainly through what Crime Stoppers is doing too, initial $5,000 reward for the perpetrators of these actions, which was doubled by Selective Insurance to a total of $10,000, the money may motivate some reality for the individuals who perpetrated this sooner versus later. Hopefully learn more about the work of Action Together New Jersey. ATNJ.org is their website. We've been joined by the Civil Rights Director, Rachel Green. Rachel, thanks for being here today.
Oh, thank you again for having me. I it's so warm to my heart to see how the community came together to support this couple. And again, like I said, that's what we're about. That's who we are as a country. And we have to remember that. Unfortunately, right now, there's a lot of, a couple issues, actually, that are dividing this country. But in the end, when we pull the layers away, we're all the same. We're all Americans, raising our children, wanting to live a good life, wanting to be good people, wanting to give back to our communities. And when we have individuals like this that are misguided, that are losing their way, that's why we have a community like that that came together in Sussex County, as well as I know our law enforcement will do everything, I'm sure, within their power in that area to bring these individuals to justice. And by that, the justice system hopefully will take care of these individuals and hopefully not only just take care of them, I hope that they would also receive some sort of tutorial training in regards to, you know, the background of the family and the history and to be educated, to be frankly honest with you, on the process. Because a lot of times when you sit down and talk to these individuals, they're just so misguided on their knowledge of who we are as a country and the melting pot that we are as Americans, that it's almost a little frightening that they just don't know. They, be honest with you, they just don't know. And as an African-American woman, growing up in this country, you just be surprised that how when you sit down and truly talk to someone or they actually have the time to interact with someone who doesn't look like them, it doesn't have the same religion as them, and you learn, a lot of the prejudices just kind of melt away.
Rachel Green, thanks again.
Thank you.